On a Monday, it's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Governor Terry Branstad signed a bill into law on Friday afternoon that dramatically changes Iowa's public sector collective bargaining rights. Last week was busy. Thousands were at the Capitol a week ago today when there was a hearing over the bill, many protests. Minority Democrats pulled an all-nighter in the Senate, but both Republican-led chambers got their mirror versions of the legislation passed. And with me this morning to talk about the collective bargaining bill as well as other issues at the State House is IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell. Joyce, good morning.
Hello, Clay.
All right, Joyce, the governor signed it. What happens now?
Contract negotiations with public workers are going to be very different. It's going to have a significant effect right away. Some contract negotiations are going on right now. So the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, for example, they're in negotiations. Teachers are in negotiations with their districts all over the state. And they're going to have to start over with the different rules. Now, a number of school districts rushed through their negotiations last week in order to get them done before this new law goes into effect. Democrats offered an unsuccessful amendment to delay implementation of the law to prevent this kind of disruption in negotiations.
One note here, Republicans forced minority Democrats to basically stop filibustering the bill. Has that happened before?
Yeah, that's called declaring time certain, setting a time when debate has to stop. And yes, it's been used before in the House by both parties. Democrats used it back in 2009 to force a vote on a pro-union bill. That one called for the prevailing wage to be paid on government projects, whatever the wage is for most workers in an area. Republicans fought that tooth and nail. Then Republicans used the time certain in 2011 to force a vote on another bill to scale back collective bargaining. In the Senate, it has not been used in recent memory. Democrats this time around argued that it impeded free speech. Representative Sharon Steckman got off the best quote. She said she wished that Republicans were as concerned about the First Amendment as they are about the Second Amendment.
All right. Well, you've spent a lot of time monitoring the debate, the discussions at the State House. Is there anything that really stuck out in particular to you?
Well, yeah, Republicans held rank in both the House and Senate as far as any remarks on the bill. So we were interested to see the final votes. And in the end, six Republicans in the House did vote against the bill. One of those was Anamosa Republican Andy McKean. He said the bill went too far too quickly for good public policy, which was a straight-out Democratic argument on the floor. Here is Representative McKean.
I thought there were too many areas removed from the mandatory subjects for collective bargaining, and I thought some of the additional provisions were just unnecessary and caused unnecessary rancor.
Unnecessary rancor. I thought that was especially poignant. But another interesting thing in the debate is the look ahead to 2018. Democrats are looking for a gubernatorial candidate, and some of the Democrats really distinguished themselves in the debate. That includes a new Democratic senator from Des Moines, Nate Bolton, who's a labor lawyer in his life outside the legislature, so he was especially well prepared to argue. Also, Des Moines Democrat Janet Peterson and Representative Todd Pritchard of Charles City got some good time in front of the microphone.
Last week, all eyes were really on this bill. Was there anything else that was going on at the State House that was also worth noting last week?
Well, you're right. A lot of committees and subcommittees got canceled while the collective bargaining debate went on. But the bill to eliminate state funding and thereby some federal funding for Planned Parenthood advanced in the House. Also, the governor's bill on distracted driving was introduced. We heard some heartbreaking testimony from families who lost loved ones in car crashes.
All right. What else are you watching, Joyce?
Well, there are a couple of bills that came out of a task force on drug-endangered children. They were scheduled for subcommittees last week. They got canceled, but they're rescheduled for this week. These have to do with children growing up in homes where drugs are used or dealt or in some cases manufactured.
Also today at noon, it's River to River, our legislative day. What's on the program today?
We'll be talking about what's in the governor's safe driving bill. That includes tougher penalties to encourage only hands-free use of a cell phone in your car. And there's also a provision to require daily sobriety checks for drunk drivers.
Joyce Russell is our State House correspondent. She joins us most Monday mornings to reflect on the previous week of legislative news as well as the one that's coming up. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you.